Asian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Tuesday, July 9th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I got 12 text messages. That's it during the break for the debate. If you guys haven't gotten your flyer yet, text me debate and I'll make sure I get it to you. Looking at Lansing, who's out of session, I believe they go back July 30th just to check in right before the August 6th primary election. Well, there's some legislative things, some ballot petitions that didn't make it on the ballot. Local choice, giving local townships, counties, planning commissions the ability to either approve or deny solar panel farms, wind turbine projects, did not collect enough signatures and will not be on the ballot. Carla Wagner's Axe My Tax did not get enough signatures to make it on the ballot. She's going to continue collecting signatures and try to get it on the next election ballot in 2026. But another one that didn't make it was the fight for a $15 minimum wage ballot proposal. Here's what happened. A ballot initiative to raise the minimum wage to $15 per hour failed to get approved by the State Board of Canvassers due to changes they made in the petition language. They got the language approved at the beginning, but during the processing of getting signatures, collecting signatures, they changed the language. Well, the proponents appealed it to the Michigan State Supreme Court. However, the Supreme Court in Michigan denied the appeal, meaning the ballot proposal will not appear on the November 2024 ballot. Small business owners and Michigan consumers got a sigh of relief based on this Supreme Court ruling here in Michigan. However, that relief may not last for very long. This week, it was found out that no one is safe from the cost of living increases we are experiencing under Biden economics. A recent study found that small business owners point to inflation as their number one concern. The same study found that due to rising costs, 25% of small businesses in Michigan have had to raise their prices of their goods, their products, and their services. Where this is most noticeable, folks, is grocery stores and restaurants. We're going to talk about this with Ian Murphy in the next half hour. The minimum wage law, if raised to $15 per hour, local job providers could see a 45% increase in their labor costs at a time when they can least afford it. The hit would be even more staggering for restaurant owners, whose labor costs would quadruple. based on hourly wages right now, wait staff, even cooks, dishwashers get paid a small minimum wage, but they get to be tipped by the retail customers. Well, these people don't understand that that minimum wage is there as a base to basically give them some money when they're not serving tables, when they're standing around, nothing to do. Well, the restaurant I worked in when I was growing up, they had a policy. If you got time to lean, you got time to clean. If you're not doing anything, you're standing up leaning against the counter, grab a towel, a rag, and get out there and start wiping things down and cleaning it up. Make sure your station, your area, is good to go so that when the customers start showing up, your tables are clean and ready to serve them. Operate your tables kind of like a small business. So what will this do to small business owners? If the Democrats come back into legislative session and try to pass a law with their Democrat-controlled House, two-seat majority right now, two-seat majority in the Senate, and this Democrat governor, Gretchen Whitmer, what would happen? Small business owners would be faced as very simple. Do we cut jobs? Or do we increase the prices on our customers? Or do we close up shop altogether? This proposal, this idea, folks, would be detrimental to Michigan's economy. But that doesn't matter to the Democrats. One of the state representatives, Donovan McKinney, now that the ballot initiative is officially dead, is calling on leadership, Democrat-controlled leadership in the House and the Senate, to basically enact the proposal legislatively, meaning take it up as a legislative initiative, not a signature petition drive initiative by we the people. They want the Democrats to take it up in the House and the Senate and pass it and then send it to Whitmer for signature. With Democrats in full control of state government, there is a path for this to actually happen before the end of the year. With Democrats once again trying to appease their radical base at the expense of Michigan's economy, Michigan's small business owners, and our employees here in the state of Michigan, they don't care. They want to go to their radical base and said, we got minimum wage raised to $15 an hour. Didn't we do a good job? Vote for us. We'll have to wait and see. But the bottom line is this. We'll get straight answers from Ian Murphy as to what this would do to labor costs for the Iron Pig in Gaylord, which is completely representative of every small mom-pa restaurant, folks, in the state of Michigan. Even the big corporately owned businesses, Bob Evans, Cracker Barrel, they're all going to have to do it. This isn't going to be limited to just the mom-pa restaurants, many of whom have already closed. It still ticks me off to this day that the Big Boy in St. Ignace on US 2 is closed. Loved their strawberry pie. Nope, not there anymore. Many others have closed, not coming back. Still to this day, breaks my heart that we weren't able to save Paula's Cafe in Indian River. Torn down, gone. New development coming in, I understand it's progress. But Paula made the best trucker bacon and blueberry pancakes with black, strong, rich trucker coffee of any restaurant in northern Michigan. Miss, absolutely miss Paula's home cooking. gravy and biscuits. I mean, she did it all. Those were the memories. And then a story that nobody's really talking about, and I do not understand for the life of me how they got this done. The Michigan Education Association, the MEA, the Americans for Teachers, Federation for Teachers, did not lobby against the governor and the Democrats doing this, which is in the new budget that's been sent to the governor for signing. But the Democrats, having one goal since gaining full control of Lansing, to grow the size and power of government, no matter the price, no matter the cost, no matter the amount of taxes they have to increase. We saw it with their Green New Deal energy mandate. We saw it on their war on workers' freedoms and basically repealing right to work, reinstating prevailing wage. Now the Democrats are using another page in their big government, big tax and spend government playbook. They're raiding the teachers' retirement benefits account. What are the Democrats doing? Shifting $670 million out of the teachers' retirement system, known as MIPSRs, and give it out in free government handouts, free stuff. Free preschool for four-year-olds. Free community college. Along with many other programs, including economic development, which is not in our Constitution, by the way. So why are the Democrats proposing to do this? It's simple. They love to spend money, but they're running out of it. Since day one of this term, their reckless spending, which was the largest budget in state history last time, burning through $9 billion surplus. Did you hear that number? They had $9 billion in their coffers that they did not have to spend, and they spent it in last year's 2024 budget. The money's gone. So how do they maintain almost $83 billion budget? They figure out ways to raid other accounts, raise taxes, fines, and fees in this new budget. That's why not one Republican in the state house in Lansing voted for this budget. And only one state senator Republican, Ed McBroom, voted with the Democrats for it. The Democrats own this budget. And it includes Senator Ed McBroom. Ed, you are no longer a Republican. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Bob Kramer, Tuscarora Township Supervisor. We've made a lot of progress in the past 2 years, improving transparency, facilities, and infrastructure. That's why I personally endorse Janice Dillahay to continue as treasurer and Tyler Gorrell as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Dillahay, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one, wrapping up this story about the largest budget in state history, stealing money from the teachers' retirement fund to pay for their giveaways. Teachers' union did basically nothing to stop them. Why? Because they're Democrats that are doing it. If the Republicans had a Republican governor control the House and the Senate, the Teachers Association, the Teachers Union would have been all over this plan, attacking the crap out of it, attacking the Republicans for trying to steal money out of their retirement fund. Nope. Democrats are doing it. So that's okay. Well, basically, as we end the budget season, legislators, the state taxpayers, have to ask themselves, why are the Democrats willing to jeopardize long-term stability for these giveaway programs? Are they actually going to go through with it, or are they going to build on the Republican legacy that was passed by Governor Rick Snyder when he had control of the House and the Senate, and they put the teachers' unfunded retirement plan on a fiscal responsible paying down the debt program? At the end of the program, based on the way the Republicans structured it, the retirement account would have been fully funded, listen to this, in 2 more years. By 2027's fiscal year budget, that retirement plan would have been completely solvent and paid for, debt free. But the Democrats are robbing, taking money from it. You Democrats need to ask yourself a very simple question. Do you really want them to control the House majority starting January 1st of next year? Do you really want the Democrats to have control of both the House and the Senate, this governor, for the last 2 years of her governorship, or do you want some sound, fiscal, responsible Republicans to take back the majority to at least stop this insanity from happening again? Because I'm going to tell you something, folks. If we don't get a Republican-controlled majority this November 5th election, starting January 1st, January 2nd of 2025, they're going to continue to do this for the last 2 years of Whitmer's governorship. They are going to maintain this $83 billion budget until she's done being governor. Unbelievable. Lastly, the Democrats are moving forward with plans to introduce a bill, series of bills, that are going to reduce the ratios for work apprentice programs here in the state of Michigan. Currently, if you want to become an electrician or a plumber, you have to go through an apprenticeship program. State caps the apprentice ratio right now, 3 apprentices for every 1 licensed journeyman electrician. For plumbers, there's no ratio cap at all. But the Democrats are going to introduce a plan that will reduce those rates for electricians to a one-on-one situation. A licensed journeyman will only be able to train 1 apprentice instead of 3. Plumbers, which don't have any cap at all right now, you could have 5, 6, 8 guys standing around watching what you're doing, learning. No. It too will be reduced to 1-to-1. What is that going to do to our workforce? Well, anyone with a brain that's familiar with supply and demand laws can instantly see the problem. Fewer apprentices will be a resulting shrinking workforce, shrinking the number of workers that can be trained under these apprenticeship programs. It will increase labor costs. It will increase construction costs. Anything we build in Michigan, private sector or the government, the costs for construction jobs are going to go up. Construction bids, I should say. You want to build a road, you want to build a bridge, you want to build a school, you want to build a new house. You're going to have to pay more for the labor costs if this plan goes through. A recent Zillow study found that leading cause of increased housing prices is the lack of housing, competition. But the Democrats in Lansing want to make it even more expensive to build in Michigan. These people are brain dead when it comes to capitalism and free markets, supply and demand, competition. They want to overregulate this state so badly that we're going to lose the ability to train apprentices in the state of Michigan, reducing the workforce by 67% in the construction trades. You want to get a plumbing job done? Good luck. Plumbing is critical, folks, to building anything at all. I don't care if it's a rest area on the highway, a school building, apartments, housing projects, subdivisions. It doesn't matter. And the Democrats do not care. Ian Murphy's going to talk about labor costs for restaurants. Next segment, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Tyler Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I will use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee, in the Republican primary on